What is up, everyone? Hope you're wonderful. Just want to get ahead. Next week, free agency kicks off. And we have like 20 plus videos planned. As soon as someone signs with a new team, Hayden and I are on YouTube with a 15-minute video about the fit, about the contract, why did it happen, why might it fail or actually be good. So if you want that type of content, going over to the YouTube page, it's just Underdog NFL Draft, and we'll have plenty of stuff for you there. As for this episode, it kind of ties into that. So during Super Bowl week, myself and Colt McCoy got to interview three quarterbacks. One was Drake May, two was Daniel Jones, and three was Trevor Lawrence. That is this episode. I will preface this by saying this content is much better consumed in video form. Obviously, you can see the play on the field, you can see the breakdown, you can see it all. But in order to maybe bring some of you over there and to alert you of it, I did want to put it on the audio feed because I don't want to keep any content from you all either. So if you like what you hear, but you would like visuals on top of it, go on over to the YouTube channel where, again, free agency content is on the way and NFL draft content is already underway as well. All right, y'all. Appreciate you.
Look at this screen right here. 27 to nothing. Like, what's going through your mind right here?
Heard that a lot. it was crazy first half. I mean, we were just talking, like, sitting on the sideline, four picks in the first half. I've never been in that situation. I've thrown one, two, and you kind of got to bounce back. But after the fourth, and I'm sitting there like, well, it can't get any worse. So, like, yeah, honestly, right. I think it helped that I had thrown four to that point because it was like, it's not going to get any worse, and I just got to keep
playing. Yeah, cut it loose. 48 seconds left, second quarter. Down 27, fourth and two. The confidence Doug had in you after all of that stuff to just say, look, we got to go. We got to be aggressive. Like, we have to go for this. And for you to stand in the pocket and throw a strike, this starts the comeback to me, right? You guys are running, you know, a little mesh concept.
Yep. Put Evan in the backfield, a little mesh. They go to zone, which isn't ideal.
Not just ideal versus zone, but you get to the right spot.
When you come back down 27 nothing. Plays like this, like every play had to go right. We had to make every play from this point on.
Yes.
And you look back, we won by 1 point. Right. It's like, if this doesn't...
There's no extra fat on it.
No.
Right.
And then two plays later, after that fourth and two, we got the look we wanted, right? I love this play, right? You can talk through this, but, you know, really you're trying to get a one-on-one on the mic.
Yep.
Okay? So one of the best safeties in the game right here, you cut split them. This is unbelievable design. You cut split them, and you just basically are running a grab. Like, he's running a corner, but just he's got to take him away.
Yep.
Right? And then, you know, Christian's running the corner route, so he pulls him.
Yeah.
And then you're running the kind of the under pump, right, to get one-on-one on the mic.
Yeah, just zone, exactly like you said. You're trying to, and you'll see, I mean, Derwin's so good that we're trying to get him out of there, and he just reads eyes and stays in the middle. So he almost makes the play hitting Evan after the catch. But like you said, you get Christian to take two because – the nickel
right.
outside of Evan passes the under route, and then the mic has
he
no
passes
vision.
Him off to the mic.
Yep, the mic is expecting the in route underneath, and then you just pump him. So it's
ridiculous.
A zone beater. Yep.
I mean, people don't know how hard a throw this is. It has to be thrown on time. It has to be thrown in rhythm. It has to be the right trajectory. Golly, that's as good as it gets right there. And then that gets you on the board. So now it's 27-7. You hit that fourth down. You throw the touchdown. I wouldn't call it momentum, but like talk me through your mindset, talk me through the atmosphere in the locker room at halftime.
It was weird because we thought we were a better team. So
yeah.
It was like, man, everything is just not going our way. You know, it's
yeah.
like we can't get anything to go our way. We've had some crazy turnovers. It wasn't any fake like rah-rah speeches. It was just like, I think getting that touchdown before the half, we felt like, okay, finally we did something right.
Yeah.
Like, we got
yeah.
on the board. Now
no,
we
totally.
Can settle in. And I told the guys, the only thing I said was like, there's no 27-point plays. Like, we're
yeah,
going to have to
totally.
One play at a time. Like, we're not going to get it back in one drive. So,
yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
Everyone was super calm, surprisingly.
I love this play right here.
It's really just a high-low here with Evan running the shallow and Marvin's up top running the dagger in zone coverage. You're just kind of reading out that hook area. If you can throw the dagger, you throw it. If
yep.
if the shallow
so
wins.
Evan's running the shallow.
Yep.
Marvin he's got the dagger.
You got
you're high low on him.
Exactly. If you get man, you get a
if
man
get
answer
man,
here
yep,
with Christian.
Exactly.
or the shallow. So you got some good answers, but here they go zone. So if I can throw the shallow with Evan running full speed, you get it to him because he makes plays like this.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
when he catches this, you think it's going to be a 2 yard gain, and yeah. It's not a great throw either. So great catch, breaks the tackle, gets 20.
But a lot of times, like this is Doug Peterson pulling this play from the third down package, right? We're down 27-7, 9 minutes left in
They're
the third.
They're all third
like, downs. We gotta have some version of drop back, opportunities to push the ball down the field.
I'll give LA credit too, because in the first half they did a great job of changing up the looks, disguises, mm-hmm. playing coverages they don't normally play. And then once we kind of got a feel for what they wanted to do and what their plan was for the game, I felt like we actually could attack those coverages. And you'll see it coming up here in a play that we end up hitting for a touchdown to Zay.
Chargers were a team that if they showed you man coverage, most of the time they played man, right? So you motion ETN back in the backfield. There's the linebacker. I mean, I got to think, you're thinking man coverage, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, that's what, and you know, going into the week, if teams do this and play zone, usually they've shown, I mean, this is the first playoff game, so you have 17 games on tape, so they
right.
didn't do this much. If they showed man, they were playing man. Earlier in the game, it was third down, one of the picks I threw in the first half, third down, backed up, they showed man, we ran a play that's really only good versus
mesh.
Man.
Yeah.
It's like a double mesh, yeah. The shallows, third and short. We called it. And they surprise played zone. I didn't see it through to the corner. Asante Samuel in cover two.
Raise your hand if you've done that before. Right here. The ability to react once you get the ball in your hands that it's, oh, crap, it's not man. Now I got to go through my progression. I got to go through my read. I got to find my answer. So impressive.
It's cool what all goes into it because obviously, like, Christian's kind of the man. He's kind of the man
Yeah, he's
answer.
The man answer. He's trying to run like some version of a.
Yeah, he's just working them, and he's coming out on the on the goal line towards the front pylon. And then, you know, we had set this play up all year, which was the coolest thing. Because, you know, most teams, when you're down in the red zone, you have something front side, everything backside's working the back
coming
line.
Coming into your vision, yeah, working the back line.
Coming into your vision, working the back line. It's an easy spot, high ball in the back of the end zone. But now we'd done that all year, so then we set it up with Marvin, and he runs a double move off of it. And you see the corner down here undercut hard.
Love it.
Like, literally 5 yards underneath.
Great route, right? Sells the back line. You know, your eyes, you know, are right. You're starting with Christian, and then just play across the board, and that's got to feel pretty good coming out of half, right?
It felt good because the stuff that, like, we'd had planned for this game, we finally got to call it and get in position, and they were all working, and we're like, okay, we really have a good plan. Like, we just got to keep rolling, and our defense has to literally not let them score, which they didn't. I think they kicked one field goal in the second half.
Have you ever been on vacation? After a long day of activities or sightseeing, you have a night in, room service, bathrobes, and television or movies. And when you're in a foreign country, you scroll Netflix or Hulu or whatever streaming service you have, and you realize that the library of content there is so much larger than it is in the United States. You start a new show, a new series, and when you get back home, you realize you now have to find that on a different service or pay for it in a different way. That is where Surfshark comes in. It's a VPN service that lets you virtually travel the world with a tap of a finger. You can go to Spain, Canada, Costa Rica to watch the content available in those countries. So you can try Surfshark today, totally risk-free with a 30-day money-back guarantee. And get Surfshark VPN at surfshark.deals/underdog. Or enter promo code underdog for 3 extra months for free. You heard me right. 3 extra months for free. That is surfshark.deals/underdog. Today's episode is brought to you by Surfshark. You all know my obsession. Aston Villa Football Club. The greatest team in the world. Unfortunately, sometimes, because I live in Brooklyn, sitting in this apartment, I can't see specific content that is made around the club, that is geared towards Europe, that is geared towards Great Britain. Those are geo-restricted. And that, my friends, is where a VPN comes in, and that is where Surfshark comes in. It can seem like I am sitting in a coffee shop in the heart of Birmingham, England, so I can watch the highlights or the commentary of Douglas Luiz curling a shot in the top right corner, or Leon Bailey putting 3 defenders on the grass with his 1, 2, 3 crossover moves. And it extends beyond that. Can't see a YouTube video because of your location? Use Surfshark VPN. Do you want a larger library of Netflix movies to access, like in Canada?
use Surfshark VPN. It's totally risk-free with a 30-day money-back guarantee. And on top of that, if you enter coupon code UNDERDOG for an extra 3 months, they will give you an extra 3 months free so you can secure your privacy with Surfshark. Just go to surfshark.deals/underdog. Go and use it. It's super easy.
I'm going to pass the iPad to you right here.
You were geeking out about this.
This, like, I kind of caught it, like, watching this game live. When I watched this tape, I'm like, this game's over. Like, they're gonna come back. Like, what? Talk me through what you were seeing. Like, this is elite QB play.
Yeah. So we were in tempo here. If you look at the situation, it's 30-14, a minute left the third quarter. We're running out of time, and we got enough time to win the game, but the urgency has to be high. Tempo the whole drive. So what that was doing is it's giving us a tell on their coverages, because when you go fast, they gotta line up and play. Yeah. You see the defense, they line up, they're communicating, you start seeing signals.
Right.
So we had run a couple plays before this, and we had actually called just like a completion play. For everybody that knows what like Hank is. I mean, yeah, basically Hank. We had
five on a die. You're running curl flat, it's just guy with the ball, curl
here,
flat.
Here. So we had that, just a completion play. Then we get up there, and I could still hear press communicating because we were going tempo. So it was 20-something seconds left on the play clock. And we get up, and we see this right here, this safety go high right here, playing the half field. And this was their cover. They do a lot of cover eight, and they're cheating it. So cover eight, he's got Cloud over here. It's cover two. This guy's cheating to number three. And then you kind of get this little matchup here where they don't know what to do. The corner or the safety and the nickel get a little bit lost with number two there. So we check to our beater for this play. We're here. We're pinning down and getting the safety here. We're going here. And then right here, we kind of do the inside release the nickel so he drops it.
Yeah.
And then you go right over the top of the safety. And this guy's playing the half. So
no
one takes him. They both think each other's taking him.
Yeah. And so, if for whatever reason, Derwin bells to the ball, you just hit the over the ball.
Yep. So we're just reading Derwin right here. If he backs up, I'm just taking this for 12 yards.
Yeah.
If he stays like he does, he's aggressive on the number three. That's how he plays.
Then I
got it.
And is everyone where they're supposed to be here?
No. So we had worked it usually, or how we had practiced it, this was supposed to be Christian, because this is kind of like a play that he loved that we had talked about earlier in the season. He's really good at running these routes over the top. We throw him a bunch of them. But since we checked it on the ball, obviously they're in different spots. So Zay's there, and this isn't a no huddle play for us. We don't ever really, like, this isn't one
yeah,
of our
yeah, yeah, but you
go-tos.
See the look and you're like, hold on, easy. Yeah. I'm not running Hank versus this. This is dead. Like, no, I'm gonna get to the right play. Hey, easy.
To the one that works.
Everybody, you communicate it all. You know, Evan's got his hand in there, huh? Like, you sure?
So Evan, if you watch, it's funny. He's like
taking a knee.
He's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, it takes him a second. He's like processing it. I think everybody was thinking that. But then they communicated out. Christian's telling him. Christian's probably pissed because this is his touchdown that he's supposed to score. But they get it communicated out. You see him. I love, like, you just see all of these guys, like, talking. Days passing it to Marvin.
It's like telephone.
Yeah, it's cool. And it's cool when it all works clean. And then the result here, you see. Pause it here. We're getting this guy pinned down with Christian. You see Zay inside releases the nickel. He drops him, and this safety's playing over top doesn't even see where Zay's going. So yeah, that's probably one of my favorite plays
of my career.
Just how it unfolded.
The story behind it.
Yeah, it's cool. And the moment too, obviously. 10-point game in the fourth quarter.
Right.
Like, now it's normal.
You've been in this situation before.
Yep.
We've worked hard to get to this point. Now we got 6 minutes left, down 10, game's not over, still tight, but the momentum you can kind of feel is on edge. Like, everybody in the stands is standing up, right? They're like, okay, cross your legs, cross your fingers. Can we do this? This is just reps on reps on reps with you and Christian Kirk. I mean, he's one of my favorite players. But, like,
he's awesome.
You get an all-pro safety, outside leverage on the slot guy, right? And watch Christian's route. Gives him, like, the little Euro step. Versus outside leverage and wins on the little bend out route. I mean, when this stuff starts happening, Doug Peterson's like, I got a whole call sheet. Trevor's feeling it. My receivers are feeling it. We've already checked and thrown a touchdown. Like, let's play our game. What are our base plays? What do we love to do? Because we're rolling, right?
Yeah, and this is like worst leverage you can get for this concept, but your matchup overcomes that. Because obviously, like, and Derwin's one of the best safeties in the league.
Oh,
but
yeah.
That's still a matchup. Our slot receiver, one of our best receivers on Derwin, like, you know, he's typically not a man guy. He wants to have vision. He's very instinctive. You know, doesn't want to play a ton of man. And they put him in these carry situations where he is basically playing man. And you get this matchup where, especially if you give Christian this much space, he's just hard to cover for anybody.
What a move at the top of his route.
I mean, dude,
that's sick.
Filthy. He's been doing this.
Like we talked, like, he early in the year, he had done this, and he had had outside leverage, and I got off of it because that's not good versus that route.
Yeah.
And every time he'd beat the guy, so I was like, all right, I'm going to hang on it. From then on, I started just hanging on him and waiting, and then obviously you see what he did here.
He gets like 5 yards of separation, right? Like,
yeah.
Just
gets
great.
Gets the turnaround, catch it, and still go out of bounds.
Yep, now you're rolling. We get down in the red zone. Now you got a 2nd and 9. Again, like, we're in a, like, foot on the gas situation. Like, 5:30, down 2 scores. Like, we want to be aggressive. A field goal doesn't kill us, but, like, let's try and score.
That was what was cool. It seemed like we just kept that aggressiveness the whole, even when we made it a manageable game and it's not like we have to press, we still kept our foot on the gas.
Yeah.
Like, it seemed like every play we called, we thought we were going to score.
Yeah. Love this concept, right? You're basically going to run like a little, I don't know, dot pivot route.
Yep.
Christian's going to attack outside leverage and run the bender to the front pylon. He's your alert versus man. And you got kind of got like the backside tied down, right? But the read is, you know, how I've run this play before is him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If the corner attracts to this, now you got space to the front pylon, right? But again, it all starts with the trust you have with 13, right? Versus outside leverage. Can Christian win? And if he can, like, I'll just throw him a safe ball to the front. Maybe it works, right? I mean, this is aggressive, but this is also, like, good football.
Yeah, and that's, like you said, it's the reps, the chemistry, like, knowing that he's going to capture leverage. It might not be pretty because it's going to be hard against this leverage. So, look, I mean, the nickel here plays it, Callahan, he plays it good.
He plays it good. I mean, he's right there.
He plays it really good.
Decent throw.
We're on the far hash here.
It's one of the longest throws
30,
you can make.
This is a 30-yard throw on a rope to the front pylon. He's going here. I mean, Josh, you can't make that throw.
Should try it out, see if you can.
Oh, in a playoff game,
yeah.
You know, everything on the line.
I could probably throw 4 picks.
Good point. So could I.
We both could do that. That's
but right. Great throw, great catch, right? Good protection.
I was gonna say, you mentioned, I was just thinking the protection that gets a little overlooked too. I mean, that's, we got Khalil Mack and Bosa over here. I mean, and I think I got sacked maybe once this game.
Yeah.
And we threw the ball, obviously, down 27, you're throwing it almost every play.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was cool.
Awesome throw, cool design, perfect read.
We're rolling now.
Yeah, you're rolling.
You know, craziest thing to me reviewing this is I think you guys were 4 of 13 combined on 3rd and 4th downs. And so, like, in the second half, it was just a bunch of 1st and 2nd down plays that you were just clicking on. You didn't even get to 3rd, 4th downs, got to have it situations.
That's what you want to be in. That's what you say every week. It's like, if we can stay out, like, let's go 1st down, 2nd down, 1st down, 1st down, 2nd, instead of, like, 1st, 2nd, 3rd down. It makes it so hard if you're just 4 plays at a time. So we were able to create some explosives, like you said, and stay on schedule.
So, went for a 2-point conversion.
Yes, went for it the last time, didn't get it.
Didn't get it.
Here, we were going to kick the extra point to go down 3. I think it was a penalty on Bosa, like an unsportsmanlike or something.
Oh, yeah.
Moved the ball to the 1. So we're all, I'm grabbing my helmet, we're running back on. We're throwing a screen up top to Evan.
You're supposed to be throwing, like, the screen to Evan right there?
Yep, and just.
Is it catch and throw and he stands, or he's running, like, the little dart route, like the little.
He's attacking towards.
Yeah, he's attacking. Yeah.
Towards the receiver. So he's basically just trying to catch it and fall in the end zone.
Yeah.
Before they can make a play.
But you like this versus man or no?
If they're softer, it's tough because everyone's within a yard or two. So they're really tight. And you see how they play it. The guy on Evan jumps it quick, and the guy on Zay kind of shoots underneath. So it would have been tough to get it, which obviously I don't know that.
Can you explain to me what your left tackle's doing right here?
He's trying to cut. He's trying to cut, but then because I call my own number here, the guy doesn't rush, so he's just diving and nothing. He's doing his job, bro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. He needs to cut to get the guy's hands down. He's the one that can take the play away and knock the ball down.
Exactly.
What makes you make this choice, then?
Let's watch this.
I just saw, I felt like the nose he's not playing for the sneak and the set we were in. And then, obviously, the A-gap's open, and the backer here, Tranquil, he was, like, 3 yards deep in the end zone. So I felt like I could get it over and in before. and not take any risk of, you know, because that's not a play. The other one that we ran a ton of, you know, we had it and felt good about it, but yeah. I just figured I'd just make sure
you were
get
the
in.
Only one that knew you were running the sneak right here
on this one. Yeah.
You yeah. better get in when that happens.
Exactly.
No, yeah. that's awesome. Total momentum, total feel for the game. Having feel for like soft spots like this, hard for people to understand, but you're the one getting the ball in your hands. You know how they're playing. You know what everyone's doing on the offensive line. Like calling your own number like this, you got to be feeling good. Get the ball back. Down two, fourth and one. You've worked this whole time to get back into like this situation, need a field goal, ball's on the 41. What was the thought process here?
So we had a different play called. We were trying to get the ball to Evan on a similar screen like we were just talking about. And I got to give Coach Peterson credit. He called a timeout right before we got the playoff. And in the moment, I was kind of pissed because I was like, it's going to work. I was like, let's just run it.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I didn't like it.
I mean, this is the game. Everything up to this point, like,
might not matter.
Yeah,
white towels are waiting. The fans are ready to jump in the pool. Like, this is it. I mean, yeah. I'm standing up in my house, like, okay, like, what do we got? Give me your best fourth down play, right?
And that's what's So, and like I said, give him credit. He called the timeout, got to this specialty short yardage run that we had in, and of course, like, just for the perfect moment.
Had y'all run this all year?
No, it was new. It was new this week. Or maybe we'd had it in the week. We never ran it, but we had maybe
sometimes
had it in
those
or
short
two.
Yardage areas. You carry a player or two over. Yeah,
for sure. If you don't run it, so.
But the good thing about that is you probably had a couple reps.
Definitely.
You know, 2 or 3 weeks of them getting ready for this. But dude.
Yeah.
Love this.
It took some stones for coach to call this because really, I mean, yeah, you're probably not going to kick the field goal, but there's an argument that you could to try to.
Totally.
You know, you're on the 40. The 40-yard line, it's tough.
58-yarder?
But it just shows the aggressiveness and the confidence that we were playing with. And he wanted to put it in our hands and let us go win. Because if you get this first down, not only do you,
you run the
improve
timeout.
Your field goal, you run the timeout. And I think, what was their timeouts here? I mean, they
one timeout.
They had one
left.
Timeout. So if we get this first down, it's over as long as we make the field goal. And
all right, what were you feeling right here?
I knew he had it. I knew the corner wasn't going to tackle him.
Go!
You see Zay right here. His block on the edge really saves the play.
Yeah,
the corner's covering him and man, obviously it's basically zero, and he just goes and cracks this safety who ends up replacing at the end here and just walls it off.
Yeah, as soon as the corner follows him down, you have the edge.
Yep, corner follows him just enough, and then he's rolling.
And then Etienne has the wherewithal to stay in bounds.
That too.
Get down to the 15. Yeah. Now the clock. Now you got to burn a timeout. And now you walk out for a chip shot field goal, and it's the greatest comeback in franchise history. First playoff game.
Yeah.
I mean, dude.
Pretty crazy first playoff game.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Trevor, this was awesome, man. Thanks
for coming. Appreciate you guys. Enjoyed it. That was fun.
We love
your
game.
Appreciate y'all. That was great.